It's decision day in Syria as people are casting their ballots in parliamentary elections. The voting takes place in government-held areas. Over 7,000 polling stations have been set up for voters. More than 3,500 candidates are competing for 250 seats. A number of U.S. officials are calling on the White House to declassify documents showing Saudi Arabia's possible complicity in the 9/11 attacks. A CBS News report has quoted some lawmakers as saying that two Saudi nationals who were behind the attacks received assistance from Riyadh while in the United States. Israel has demolished three Palestinian-owned homes in the occupied West Bank. Local officials say Israeli troops accompanied by bulldozers invaded the village of Walaja, northwest of Bethlehem, and razed the houses which were under construction. Residents say the move is part of Tel Aviv's aggressive policies to Judaize the occupied territory. An Israeli activist group says that Tel Aviv's planned settlement projects in the occupied West Bank have sharply increased in the first quarter of 2016. According to Peace Now, projects for 674 settler units have received permits from the Israeli cabinet, compared to 194 units in the same period last year. Macedonian police have once again clashed with refugees stranded at the Greek border. Clashes erupted as dozens of refugees tried to pull down the fence near the Greek border town of Idomeni. Only days ago, some 300 people were hurt when Macedonian police used tear gas to disperse the refugees there. Panama's police have raided the offices of the law firm that has been at the center of a massive data leak. The national police say a search has been carried out at the offices of Mossack Fonseca for evidence of illegal activities. The firm has rejected allegations of tax evasion and fraud. Tensions are running high in the Indian-administered Kashmir following the fatal shooting of two people by police. According to eyewitnesses, Indian soldiers fired at protesters in Handwara town. The protest erupted after an allegation that an Indian army soldier tried to sexually assault a local woman. And South Korea exit polls show the ruling Asai Nuri Party is about to lose its parliamentary majority. Main opposition Minju Party is projected to win between 97 and 128 seats. Voters, particularly the younger generation, are disillusioned with a high rate of joblessness and a sluggish economy.